Welcome to episode number 84 for the National Land Realty Podcast, where we discuss all things land. Our goal here is to inform, educate, and entertain those of you who own land or are interested in the buying and selling of land throughout the United States. My name is Mac Christian, and I'm the Chief Marketing Officer here at National Land Realty. I'll be your host for this episode. Now, today, we're talking about Alabama real estate markets. Alabama, in case you haven't been paying attention, has been piping red hot throughout the last few years. 2023 saw a cooling cycle nationwide in real estate markets, whether it be residential or land markets. We've seen declines in land markets between 15 and 20%, sometimes as low as 40%, depending on the area that you look at in the United States, whether people are buying and selling land in those specific areas. Today, we're here to talk about Northwest Alabama and how the current markets are affecting that area. And here today to talk with us is Jonathan Berryhill out of Huntsville, Alabama. Jonathan brings his expertise in land to have this discussion today on Alabama land markets. Now sit back and enjoy. All right, I am sitting here with Jonathan Berryhill, and Jonathan Berryhill is out of Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama, right?
That's right.
But you work all—I mean, that's your base of operations, but you're all over the place. Started out in the military and have gradually moved into the land industry. Tell me a little bit about, you know, how did you get here?
Yeah, so, you know, long history, you know, law enforcement, military, was a grunt for the Army, you know, learned survival, how to survive. And, you know, I've always loved the outdoors. That was a little extreme, but always loved outdoors. You and I share a commonality of fishing and hunting. And, you know, if you're a fisherman hunting, you know, National Land is your niche. I mean, you know, how I got in touch with National Land was actually watching a hunting show. I was already doing real estate and I was watching a hunting show, and National Land commercial came on, and I reached out to Logan right away. And that's kind of how I got started. I've been an entrepreneur for 18 years. I started out, I played college football some as well. I started out in the healthcare world. That's really because some injuries I had sustained in the military that kind of put me out of the military, and then some injuries in football and combined. So I ended up in the healthcare world, and it was a blessing because we were very successful. My wife and I, and then some other folks, we kind of partnered up, and we sold a business a few years in, and it just kept snowballing. You know, we built a huge healthcare company. So for, 18 years, I've been in healthcare, but about 8 or 9 years ago, 10 years ago, I got into real estate. I got into buying real estate, flipping, even vacation homes, land out in Colorado, Alabama, I mean, everywhere. And so made some money doing that, and got my real estate license. And like I said, I was watching a hunting show. It was actually right in the start of COVID. Everybody was grounded at home, especially in the healthcare world. And everything was kind of an autopilot for me as an entrepreneur. You know, life was good. Money was coming in. Businesses were rolling. And, if you're a full-blooded entrepreneur, I always say, when you get things, the systems going, and you're sitting there and you start getting bored, you start looking for something else you can dabble in. That's just the nature of being an entrepreneur, whether it's ADHD or what. So that's what I did. I was sitting there watching a hunting show thinking, man, I can't just hunt and fish all the time, with my free time. Businesses are going good. I'm still working and doing other things. I'm still trying to grow the business. But I saw that commercial and I said, that's it. I'm going to put my passion with opportunity to make some money. And long story short, fast forward almost 4.5 years. I've been with National Land that long. I'm the broker for North Alabama. We've got about 20 something agents here. We're constantly growing. I've got more agents coming on board. Land here in North Alabama is going nuts. Residential is going nuts here in North Alabama just because of, the nature of it. But that's where I came from. That's a, condensed version, of course, but kind of how I got here.
Yeah. So you mentioned, and you've been working always in Northern Alabama, right? Like that's kind of where home is. And
Home's here. I live on a farm. We live on a couple hundred acre farm, hunt fish, agriculture. We used to run beef cattle as well. We just sold out of the beef cattle industry this year, back in the spring, or I'm sorry, last year, spring and summer last year. Own businesses here in North Alabama. Although being the broker is my full-time job because I have point people. I'm just an owner, just like, and so, I know what the market's doing. I've seen the market, for almost 20 years. I was a police officer here back in the early 2000s. I got the army. So I've seen the market and what it's done. And I mean, I got some statistics to share, and it's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow a lot of people's minds of how North Alabama is exploding and why people need to be looking at buying and even selling here in North Alabama.
Yeah, let's dive into that. So, like, what's gone on over the last 20 years as far as the sales cycle, price per acre and land, and well, not just that, because we're also talking development, right? Because you've got your urban areas that are growing, and in some cases, I don't know if you're like Idaho, but we had this sprawl problem that's going crazy, and so it's kind of like all over the map where you've got all this stuff going on. Tell me a little bit about the prices that you've had going on over the last few years.
Yeah, let me tell you some statistics, man. This is mind-boggling. So from 2014 to 2023, home prices in the area grew by 86%. That's insane. That's way above the that's about an average of 9.29 every year. You can't hardly find a 401k with that kind of investment. I mean, it's almost 10%. So 10 years ago, if you would have bought land or a home, statistics show you would have made almost 10% every year. And if you were ready to sell, then guess what? You would be at an 86% growth. That's pretty substantial if you ask me for an investment. So that's what's happened here in the Huntsville area, North Alabama area. And it's all based because of the development that's going on here. The development's insane. I mean, just with the industry from government contracting, Redstone Arsenal, NASA, they're two of the major employers up here. Boeing, Teledyne Brown, a lot of those industries. Polaris has came in here. Toyota, Mazda, lots of huge developments like Cliff Farms. A lot of things and it ain't slowing down. I'm telling you, man, it's insane. So, people say, well, now's not a good time to buy in Huntsville or North Alabama because I said, whoa, are you kidding? If I was a stockbroker and I was to show you a stock that grew 86, 87% over the last 10 years, and I said, look, signs show that it's going to continue this, if not even more, you would buy that stock. And that's people said that about Apple, 20 years ago. And I bought stock in Apple. I even bought stock, I even bought I even bought some cryptocurrency and did fairly well because of I trusted my advisors and the people that I work with. So 86% growth over the last 9, 10 years, and it's not going to slow down. And so I tell them, I said, that's why you should buy. Because guess what? In 10 years from now, what if it's at 126%? Yeah, you may have to pay more for it, but if you spend 500,000 now, 126% on 500,000 is a lot more than if you spend 100,000, and got 86%. So that's the way I look at it. I look at it as, real estate's one of your most valuable investments. I actually got out of the stock market years ago. I lost a lot of money in 08. I got out of the stock market, started buying property and real estate, and hadn't looked back. And man, I've been, we've been financially blessed, and we're going to continue on. And I'm helping clients do the same thing. So market's crazy here, man.
Yeah, and there's a lot of places all over the country where it's become like that. So when you're talking about the land that's going there, you mentioned several large corporations, right, that are basing in your area, which I think a lot of people can identify with in certain areas. Like, and I'm talking personally, like here in Idaho, we've had a few corporations moving to the Boise area, and you've got these like urban pockets where corporations start moving into. Austin, Texas is a big has been on fire for like the last few years. You've got a lot of these areas that are doing that with companies moving in. So when you see that start happening, do you see the land use overall start changing? Meaning you've got ag land that starts converting into residential, and then you've got also got your commercial zoning that starts setting in. Is that sort of, as a, I would ask as a whole, is that what you're seeing as a trend?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the ag land is perfect for, you know, industrial land developments, whether it's commercial or residential. And, you know, you get a lot of people that says, you know, well, my granddaddy bought this land, and my great-great-granddaddy bought this land. You know, what you have to look at it is, you know, they made smart moves. They did great investments. But when it gets to the value that it is now, and the way the it's progressing here in North Alabama, whether you sell your farm or not, it's not going to slow it down. The only thing it slows down is your family, you know, wealth and strategy. And it sometimes can cripple you. You know, we've seen that in other areas. And so, you know, I've dealt with farmers. I'm dealing with some farmers now. They're talking about selling their land, you know, Lauderdale County, Limestone County, Madison County, Jackson County, large farms. And they called me and said, John, you know, neighborhoods are popping up all around me. Shopping centers are popping up all around me. Taxes are going up on the property. And so, you know, we've showed them how they can do, you know, 1031 exchange and how National Land is set up to help someone do that. And so, you know, a farmer that sells his land up here for 10 times the amount of what land is maybe down in South Alabama or certain areas, well, they can 1031 exchange it and go from farming 1,000 acres to 5,000 acres and still pocket some money. They have five times the operation. Some of them are even hiring other farmers to farm it, and they're still living up here in North Alabama. I mean, it's genius. And so, yeah, man, these guys, some of these guys are capitalizing on it. And I would just encourage, you know, any big farmer up here in North Alabama, you know, now may not be the time, but, you know, maybe a year or two, maybe 5 years from now, you may look at starting to say, you know what, that does make sense. You know, I can transition from a 1,000-acre farm to a 5,000-acre farm, you know, quadruple my income, hire someone to do it, free up my time. What a great retirement package.
What does it say? The best entrepreneurs are those that don't run their own company?
That's it. You know, if this is what I tell folks, because I coach and mentor also entrepreneurs and people that want to be entrepreneurs. If you have to be there to run the job, you're not an owner. The job is running you. That means that job owns you. So how you become an entrepreneur is you figure out how to replicate it, replicate yourself, or replicate the system to where you're not involved and you're still making money. So the ultimate entrepreneur. So if, again, people say, oh, I'm a business owner. And I'm like, well, if you remove you from the fact, does your business still operate? Well, no, you're not a business owner. That business owns you. And so that's why to show somebody, you know, you heard that saying, teach a man, give a man a fish, he eats well for a day.
Yeah.
Fish eats well for life. That's kind of that mentality.
So have you seen any changes overall in your area? Like, I know one thing that happens a lot when an area starts growing is you start to see family operations phase out in lieu of corporate operations or more large scale industrial operations. And I'm talking about ag specifically, where, you know, you do kind of see a consolidation of the market into certain areas. Are you starting to see any of that in sort of Georgia? Sorry, I just said Alabama.
It's all right.
it's what happens when you live up north. You lose touch with where all the borders are. Man, I struggle with geography anyways. Alabama, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit of that. Yeah. You know, the transition here, like I said, is going crazy. Northwest Alabama, you know, Florence, Alabama. You know, I live on the Lauderdale-Limestone County line. So I'm about 35-40 minutes from Florence, downtown Florence. I have an office in downtown Florence. That I work out of when I'm over there. Our brokerage is in downtown Huntsville. I'm about 45 minutes either way. And you can see where some of that has happened in transitioning. And, you know, and like I said, with the development happening here, you're not going to slow it down by not selling. You're just going to, you know, maybe miss out on some of the peak pricing because, you know, a year and a half ago, land was selling it even higher than what it is now. It's not saying that it's dropped, it's just kind of plateaued a little bit, but it's still at an all-time high, you know. So I always tell people, if you want to sell, it's at an all-time high. Buy low, sell high. That's what they teach in the stock market. So it's a good time.
So when you're talking, you know, just land sales in your area, what are some of the trends that you have, that you've observed? Like, we've talked about, you know, a lot of commercial, a lot of residential development. Is that most of what you've seen as far as trend wise?
We're seeing some, you know, there's some industrial as well, but we're seeing some amazing developments. I'm talking, you know, one of the recent ones we just had was there in Madison, between Madison and Huntsville, was we had the Trash Panda Stadium. That whole area was just, you know, woods, agricultural. They have turned that into a very, you know, hip type area with, you know, loft apartments, condos, nice restaurants, the Trash Panda Stadium. They've created such an attraction. I mean, there was a college football game in the stadium last year. Auburn, Alabama baseball is going to play a game there this year. So, you know, it's not just your everyday, you know, type, you know, commercial, or it's a lot of attractive type stuff to that really makes people want you come and tour Huntsville or North Alabama. You know, you're not going to just see your everyday shopping centers and stuff. You're going to see stuff like that, you know, where you got the Trash Panda Stadium and everything's kind of built around. It's like a community in itself. It's actually a name. It just left my brain. It'll come to me here in just a second. But and then there was another development a few years ago called Cliff Farms. It was a huge family, Cliff Farms. And it's been turned into you've got living space, green space, commercial space, and then maybe on the backside's even some industrial space. So it's kind of neat how they're doing it. It's not just cookie cutter shopping center neighborhood. It's kind of condos, houses, some kind of attraction, restaurants, huge industrial in the back. Pretty neat stuff going on.
The big story over the last year has been interest rates, and there's two things that have hit the land market, and, you know, real estate as a whole nationwide is down around 20%. When the things that have impacted it are interest rates is the most obvious piece, right? Like, that's, everyone knows interest went skyrocketing and markets have had to adjust. What have you seen in the land market? Because the land market's a little different. When you're talking land, you're talking more cash volume because there is less loans. There is less loan opportunity for ag land, for land in general. If it's not residential, you're not getting a loan easy.
No.
And unless you talk to your local, you know, ag lender, they've got ways in, but you're still not going to get that 90% financing with nothing down and walk away and you've got yourself in your house. It doesn't work that way. So that has impacted the velocity of the market, as well as, you know, one thing that we're seeing a little bit of that I think doesn't get discussed enough. So much land was bought in the last 5 years. A lot of the people that have bought have bought, and a lot of the people who have sold have sold, like, that wanted to sell or wanted to buy. You're seeing this kind of slowdown there. Those are the big stories over the last year, 2 years, right? What are some of the trending stories that you've seen that have impacted the buying or selling cycle in your area?
Yeah, interest rate has, you know, I would say interest rate for sure has slowed down, I would say, you know, some buyers, certain type buyers that are, you know, financing and stuff. And some I haven't seen slow down yet, you know, investors and developers and guys and gals like that. But, you know, there's a lot of banks now that are opening up. They're seeing, I don't know if you have seen that, but here locally, matter of fact, I had an event the other night. We had a mortgage company there, and they said, "Hey, we just started a land package." I was wondering why they came to the event, because I was like, so, "We did it around National Land of North Alabama," and they were wanting to share this new land package they have. Well, then you had a credit union, a local credit union here in North Alabama, big time credit union, has been here for years. They now have a lien package, you know, with 20% down. The mortgage company, I mean, an everyday residential mortgage company came to me, hey, we got a land package down. You got to be 30% down. And then the, like I said, the credit union, hey, we got a land package. It's 15 to 20% down. Interest rates are higher, you know, on land normally anyway. You know, so right now they're at that 9, 10% range. There's some a little lower that we have some lenders that we've talked to that I've sent to. But I, what I've noticed the most is how your everyday bank is now looking at land loans. And I think it's going to grow even more popular because, you know, there's a lot more land than there is houses. You know, I think the United States census is, you know, we only occupy 10% of the raw country. Right. So that ought to tell you, you know, 90% of the country is still available in land. So I think that, you know, that's the biggest thing I've seen. You know, it has slowed down some in residential, you know, but for land purposes, there's a lot of people still buying. They still see the value. You know, as we say up here, and I tell my agents, and you've probably heard the same thing, is marry the land, not the interest rate. You can always refinance. And a lot of these land people, they will let you refinance at no fee, no cost. Like if they get the better interest rates, they'll just automatically flip you into that. And so us as agents, it's important to know those kind of things to be able to pass on to our clients to say, hey, listen, it may be at 10% now, but this land today, as I said earlier, it grew 86% in 10 years. It ain't shrinking. So if you buy it today, you're getting it at this price. You may be at 10%, but next year, if those interest rates go down, this bank right here, they'll automatically flip you into that lower interest rate and you don't have to worry about it. So, you know, it's important for us as agents to know those kind of things.
And you mentioned over the last year what we saw, you mentioned specifically not a decline, but a plateau. And that was, we meet with a few different economists, and we're doing our annual economist meetings here in the next month. We talked to an economist out of Illinois, and we talked to the chief economist over there at Farmer Mac. We talked to him quarterly, and we get these market updates. And that was the consensus last year, is that we were heading into a plateau year. We're going to see, you're going to see some market decline, but like, we're not talking about, whenever anybody hears market decline, they think 08, right? Anybody that lived through 08 starts thinking 08, where you watched, you know, everything burn to the ground. And so the word decline sparks a lot of red flags. And, yeah. But when we're talking about it this last year, going into 2023, it was, you're going to see a plateau, you're going to see some adjustment, but like, when you always have to throw the disclaimer on there, like, you're not going to see a crash. And a lot of people were expecting it because of the high prices, but the inventories kept those prices stabilized. And that's what everybody was kind of seeing. And with ag, you've got the price of inputs have gone up so much that you can't drop the price of land, or nobody makes money. It's this unique kind of situation. Your area, the pulse that you have in Northern Alabama, what are you seeing as far as prices, and where do you think they're headed? Big question. That's everybody puts their name on the line here. It's the prediction time.
Yeah. So, you know, the prices, it just depends. And it's, you know, because we have Huntsville, we have Decatur, we have Madison, we have Athens, we have Florence. We even have some smaller cities, you know, Rogersville, Killen, some, you know, cities that kind of incorporate North Alabama, Huntsville being by far the biggest. You know, I think the last population just for the city of Huntsville was 215,000 and growing. It's been constantly growing. Madison County, which includes Huntsville, has a population of about 366,000. So, of course, that area, you know, when you start adding population, it's crazy how it works out. You start getting limited on your inventory, so then prices are going to way more higher. But we're seeing the same thing with Athens. Athens is just outside, on the other side of Madison. So Madison and Huntsville, I say, you got the city of Madison, then you got Madison County, then you have the city of Huntsville. Those prices are, you know, you can sell land there. I just put one under contract in Madison, around $50,000 an acre range. And then you go out to like Limestone County, you know, we're selling at 15,000 out in the county, 15,000 an acre. Move into Lauderdale County. You know, we're seeing 10 to 15, $18,000 an acre there. Then you move into Florence. Florence has a big agricultural center they've been building. I'm talking massive. They're widening the highway there. So, you know, it's grown real big over the last few years, and it's because of the development. I think we're going to plateau it where it is for a little while. I always say, you know, real estate's like stairs. You shoot up and then you flatten out, and then you shoot up again and you flatten out. I just think we're at a flat mark right now. And I think that, you know, after the election and, you know, whatever happens in the election, we'll determine, you know, which direction it goes. You know, I don't think we're not going to go down. I mean, look, 86% over 10 years. Land doesn't go down in value. They're not making more of it, you know. And so, again, as I tell my buyers and sellers, now's the time to buy. Why? Because it's went up 86% over the last decade, and it's going to continue to do, though. I mean, look, we went through 10 years. That's 2.5 elections, okay? We were, and whatever political side you're on, in 10 years, we had both sides. It went up 87%, 86.25%. So if you look at the markers from 10 years ago and you look at what's happening here in North Alabama, my opinion, you're nuts to think that anything is going to go down, because statistics show, and with the development that we are seeing out there right now, I think it's going to be over. I think if we come back and do this in 10 years, that 86%, I really feel it's going to be about 120%. I think it's going to continue to go nuts up here in North Alabama, because it's attractive right now.
This is the most unsubstantiated comment I could possibly make in this. So bear in mind, there's zero evidence behind it, but I really do feel like a lot of the conversations that you hear about how, oh, the election's coming up, the market's going to stall. I'm starting to feel like the only reason the markets stall is because people say the market's going to stall.
Saying it, so they just start doing it.
Yeah, it's like we're all turning right into self-licking ice cream cones, right? It's like I'm just creating and it's like, because did anything actually change? Like, no. When it comes down to real estate value or something, like nothing, it doesn't change. Not like the world suddenly shifted on this day. Oh, everybody stops. Because stock markets do it too, right? Like stock markets tend to behave emotionally. And it's like everybody hears that it's supposed to change. So nobody buys anything. So it creates the trend. Like it's one of those, like, did anything actually change on that? Does somebody come in, even like, let's say stock markets, did any president ever come in and just slash the stock market on day one? Like, because one, they can't really influence it. They have interest rates, right? They can manipulate with interest rates, but who drove up the price of GM on president on day one? Like, it doesn't happen. Like, no company's value changes on an election. It's just so weird. I went rabbit hole on that one.
No, I agree with you. You know, hey, I always tell folks, you know, in the business world, the reason your car slows down is because you pump the brakes. The reason it speeds up is because you mass the gas. You're in control of your own destiny. You want more? Push the gas pedal. Yeah. And that's what we do when it comes to these times of election, whether you're investing in the stock market or not, you go, whoa, let me hold on to that. And so what does that automatically do? Well, everybody's pumping the brakes. So, of course, it's going to slow down.
It will. Well, so, you know, with all this stuff, what are some of the concerns that you hear as you're talking with clients? Because, I mean, that's fundamentally, right? Like any of us that work in real estate are consultants, and it's your job to inform somebody that has concerns or may not have as much experience in a given area, whatever it is. What are some of the concerns that you hear on a consistent basis, or some of the issues facing potential buyers and sellers that you sort of help them out with?
Yeah, the big concern that I hear from consumers is, man, we're not going to be able to afford, you know, land up here in this area. Well, listen, go to New York City, try to buy land. You know, if you're around New York City, you ain't going to buy none. Now, you get out in the country, it's more affordable. And that's what's happening here is you know, everybody wants to be part of the development. You know, everybody always wants to be part of something that's, you know, happening good. So you've got all, you know, people that either going to live there, invest there, work there, you know, they're throwing money at it. So, you know, the concern I'm hearing is, you know, we're not going to be able to afford anything. Well, you are, you're just not going to be able to afford anything in town. It depends on what your budget is. You know, if you're wanting to buy a farm, up here in North Alabama, you know, don't buy Green City of Huntsville because it's going to be skyrocket. We're going to have to push you out a little bit, but that's with any city. You know, that's with any city. You know, when development starts happening, prices start increasing because you're limiting the land that's being, you know, taken up. So what you have to do is you just have to start looking. You know, my farm, when we bought it, 12, 14 years ago, you know, the prices have went up there as well, and I'm thankful for it. I don't plan on selling anytime soon. Although, hey, when the price is right, we'll sell her. But you know, the drive in was before you hit a city was, you know, a good hour. Well, now it's 35 minutes, and we're at fast food places and stuff like that. So again, you're just going to have to look at if you want to buy a farm or something like that, and your budget's certain dollars figure, depends on how much you can afford. We can find you what you're looking for. You just may want to be a little bit further out than in, because you're going to get more for your dollars. Now, if you're on the business side, development side, let's push you right in the center as much as you can afford, because again, you know, that's where all the action is. So concern wise, I would say that, you know, and then of course you hear, like I said earlier, people saying, well, you know, this is my granddaddy's farm and stuff. And listen, I understand sentimental values and stuff just as much as anybody. But there comes a time to where, you know, hard-headedness can cost you. And so, you know, I always caution people before you say never, because I used to say stuff like, oh, I'm never going to do this. And next thing you know, I'm end up doing it. I'm like, man, I'm really not in control here. I have the reins, kind of like riding horses. You're really not in control. You're just kind of guiding that horse. That horse wanted to take off running, you know, he's gone. So not a lot of concerns really, besides, you know, if people just being disgruntled. Of course, the prices are going up, but we've got outskirts that we can find you farms or land and stuff like that. Same with housing, you know, housing market. Like I said, it's went up 86, 87% last decade. So, you know, if you want to, you want to be more in the city of Huntsville and you need more money, well, get your real estate license, come and work for us.
It's a good pitch. That's a good solid pitch right there.
There you go. We'll help you earn some extra income.
Yeah. So John, one, thank you for your time, chatting through this today. It's very, very much appreciated. Tell anybody listening, you know, what you work with, area that you work.
So we are in North Alabama, and I mean, that's, you know, from north of Birmingham, because then we have our Birmingham office. So anything north of Birmingham that's considered North Alabama, that's Huntsville, Decatur, Madison, Athens, Florence, Muscle Shoals, anywhere in those two to three counties thick in North Alabama. You know, we focus on land, developments, recreational still. You know, we even have a division in residential and stuff, you know, because people want to buy houses and own land as well. So, you know, we do just sell land. You know, we have houses with land on it. I just sold a house and 40 acres down the road here. So, you know, we specialize in real estate, really. So we even do commercial and development tracks. So if you're looking, you know, to buy, you know, land, I always tell folks, don't, and I'm not dinging them, you know, get with a land professional if you want to buy land. Just, you know, I mean, other agents and stuff are knowledgeable, but us land guys, we seem to be we're dove into the land side of things. And so you want to buy some land and stuff, get with us. And seriously, hey, if you're looking to get into real estate, hey, National Land Realty is one of the best companies you'll work for. The support, the lead generation programs and everything that we have, that's the reason I joined them. I was like, why would I not join them? You know, I had all these other companies to choose from, but then you see all the benefits that National Land offers. And I was like, man, I've been an entrepreneur for 20 years, and NLR is the way to go.
I would agree with that. Well, hey, Jonathan, I really appreciate your time. You know, wishing you the best. And you know, I know it's an unseasonably warm year for us here. I think it is for you guys there. But
60 degrees today. Last week, everything was frozen and shut down.
Yeah, it's so weird. 20 degrees. It's like 50 degrees here. It's supposed to be a foot of snow. But yeah. Anyways, wishing you the best. And thank you for your
time. Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Talk later, man.
This concludes episode number 84 for the National Land Realty Podcast with Jonathan Berryhill of Huntsville, Alabama, discussing how Alabama land markets might not have cooled as much as you would think. Now remember, you can learn more about buying and selling land at nationalland.com.